Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Jaya Radha Madhava Kundali Hari Jaya Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna
Namachai Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Ram Sukho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shavasri Gaur Bhakta Vrindiki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopira Shama Kunda Radha Kudda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadabdham Ki Jai Ganga Jamuna Tulsi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Ananda Kodi Vaishnava Vrindiki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrindiki Jai Go Premanandi. All glories to the Sam of the Bodies. All glories to the Sam of the Bodies. All glories to the Sam of the Bodies. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacchade Shatarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare From Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 74, Verse 31. Isho Dorataya Kala Iti Satyavati Sruti Avradanam Api Yadbhutir Abala Vakyar Vibhijyate
Isha,
Supreme Controller,
Durachaya,
Unavoidable,
Kala,
Time,
Iti,
Thus,
Satyavati,
Truthful,
Shruti,
Revealed Statement of the Vedas,
Vridhanam of elder authorities. Api, even, yat, since, buddhi, intelligence, abala, avaboy, avakyaye, by the words, vidyate, is diverted. Translation, Shishupala said, the statement of the Vedas that time is the unavoidable controller of all has indeed been proven true, since the intelligence of wise elders has now become diverted by the words of a mere boy. O leaders of the assembly, you know best who is a fit candidate for being honored. Therefore, you should not heed the words of a child when he claims that Krishna deserves to be worshipped. How can you pass over the most exalted members of this assembly, topmost sages dedicated to the absolute truth, endowed with the powers of austerity, divine insight, and strict adherence to severe vows, sanctified by knowledge, and worshipped even by the rulers of the universe? How does this cowherd boy, the disgrace of his family, deserve your worship any more than a crow deserves to eat the sacred Purul Das rice cake? Purport, the great commentator, Sridhar Swami, has analyzed Shishupala's words as follows. The term Gopala means not only cowherd, but also protector of the Vedas and earth. Similarly, Kula Pangsana has a double meaning. Shishupala intended it to mean the disgrace of his family, which is a meaning when divided as above, but the word may also be analyzed as Kulapam Amsana, giving a totally different meaning. Kulapam indicates those who prattle with crooked words contrary to the Vedas, and Amsana, derived from the words Amsayati, means destroyer. In other words, he was praising Lord Krishna as he who vanquishes all misguided and frivolous speculation about the nature of truth. Similarly, although Shishupala wanted to compare Lord Krishna to a crow with the words yata kaka, those words may also be divided yata akaka. In that case, according to Sridhar Swami, the word kaka is a combination of ka and akka, which indicate material happiness and misery. Thus, Lord Krishna is akaka in the sense that he is beyond all material misery and happiness, being on the pure transcendental platform. Finally, Shishupala was right in saying that Lord Krishna does not deserve merely the Purul Das rice cake offered to the lesser demigods as a substitute for the heavenly beverage soma. In fact, Lord Krishna deserves to receive everything that we possess, since he is the ultimate proprietor of everything, including ourselves. Thus, we should give Lord Krishna our life and soul, not merely a ritualistic offering of rice cakes. So, here we find Shishupala objecting to the words of Sahadev, who had praised Krishna as the person most worthy of worship. Assembled there were all great personalities and sages and others, and thus Shishupala is saying they should be the ones who get worshipped. Why Krishna? And of course, in one sense, there is some truth in the fact that these exalted sages were worthy of most worship. And Krishna was playing the role of a king on earth, so the sages were definitely very exalted. However, Krishna, of course, has a special position. Though he's a king, he's also Supreme Lord. And therefore, everyone should, including the sages and exalted persons there, should offer the respects to him. And by and large, that's what we see happen. When Sahadev spoke, then everybody agreed. And the Brahmins gave blessings. So everyone was agreeing with this, except Shishupala here, who very boldly made this statement here. And he insulted Sahadev for making the statement, saying he's a child, and
doesn't know what he's saying, and he's very foolish, and therefore disregard his advice that everyone should worship Krishna. And then he explains that actually Krishna is not to be worshipped at all. Not only is he a human being, but he's just a cowherd boy. He's not even a kshatriya. So he insults him in this way. So these words, of course, are aparad because they're criticizing the Supreme Lord. And putting him on a very material, inferior level. And the words used, of course, are quite hostile, meant as criticism, implying that Krishna is a cheater. Because actually he doesn't deserve to be a kshatriya, even though he is sitting with all the other kshatriyas and he's the king of Dwarka, etc. Everyone seems to be bewildered, and he's simply cheating because he's actually a vaishya and he doesn't deserve this. So they call him because he's a disgrace to the family. In this way he utters very harsh words. And on one level, of course, this was his intention. We know that previous to this also, Sishupala was very critical of Krishna, and he often uttered insulting words about him and in describing him. So it's not surprising that he did so here also. His intention was to criticize and thereby agitate Krishna and the Pandavas. As the purport explains, the words have another meaning. And this was not the intention of Shishupala, of course. His meaning was simply to offend. We can say by the expertise of the Bhagavatam and Saraswati, the goddess who is in charge of inspiring words, the words have a double meaning. And of course we can say it's also the intention of the author, Sukadeva, when he speaks, that his words could have double meaning, and thus whatever he says is actually a praise of Krishna. Even though it's not the intention of Sisupal to praise him, the Bhagavatam and Saraswati and Sukadeva cannot help but praising Krishna anyway, in spite of the criticizing blasphemous words of Shishupala. So therefore, the meaning, the words have another meaning. So of course, in English language, we also have words that have double meanings. But in Sanskrit, it's more, it's easier to make double meanings. Not only words, single words have several meanings, like atma can mean body or soul or whatever. But sometimes the words can have opposite meaning by sandhi. When the words are joined together, then they can have a negative or a positive meaning. By the ah in front can mean a negative, and then without it can be. And so you make a long syllable and it joins together, then you could interpret it either way. So therefore, a word like, what was it here? Akaka and akaka, because it was joined with yata. Yata, which is long, and it can be yata kaka or yata akaka, because in either way it becomes a long A. So therefore, it can have opposite meaning, or a positive meaning instead of a negative meaning. And often you can divide the words, the phrase, in a different way, so you can get two different words out of it. When two words combine and it's compound, then you can take the words in a different way and get a different meaning. In this way we come out with different meanings of these words. Gopala means, of course, the common meaning is a cowherd, one who protects cows. And for when Shishupala utters it, he takes that as a criticism, that he's not a kshatriya, but he's a vaishya, because he's a cowherd. But go can also mean earth. It can also mean Vedas. So he's the protector of the earth, or he's the protector of the Vedas. So protector of the earth, of course, is a king. So he's a king, and he's a protector of the Vedas. So the king also protects the Vedas. And of course, we can also indicate that he's actually Supreme Lord, because ultimately the Lord is the one who protects the Vedas and protects the earth. So in this way, the words have a very positive meaning. And of course, even Gopala in itself, even though it does mean cowherd for the Vaishnav, it is not a criticism. Actually, it's a praise, because Krishna as a cowherd is better than Krishna as a king. You know, we prefer that. It's more attractive in terms of rasa. Of course, Shishupala could not appreciate that. So he criticizes him because a cowherd is lesser in varna than a kshatriya. So therefore, it becomes a criticism for him. So, though he means to criticize the devotees and the speaker, Sukadev, Goswami, they cannot tolerate those bad meanings, so therefore they take this other meaning out of the words. And therefore we have a praise of the Supreme Lord as being the protector of the Vedas and the earth, and instead of being the disgrace to his family, he's a destroyer of other things, crooked words, etc., or gossip, or all things like that. In other words, he destroys the blasphemers, like Shishupala. and of course, Akaka, he is beyond material happiness and misery, etc., Akaka. Huh? And the other meaning is he's like a crow. So a crow comes along and steals the food from the sacrifice. So therefore, Krishna is like a crow, and he, without authority, he's taking things that he doesn't deserve. So in this way, he says he's completely unqualified as to take the lead position and be praised and worshipped by everybody at the Rajasuya sacrifice. The other meaning, of course, the positive meaning is, yes, he is Supreme Lord. He's the greatest of kings, and he is the person who can destroy all people who criticize the Vedas or criticize what is true. And he's actually the Supreme Lord, because he's beyond all material misery and happiness, etc. So therefore, though the intention of Shishupala was to criticize, actually it becomes a praise of Krishna. So to some degree, we can say the offense becomes mitigated by the fact that the words have another meaning, a positive meaning. And this is not only in this instance, it's not a forced interpretation, because we see in other places also the same takes place. When Hiranyaksha criticizes Varaha, then we find the same thing taking place. Or when other demons criticize the Lord, then another meaning is given to those words also. So therefore it's not so accidental after all. Not just one case, but many cases in which the criticisms become praises because of the arrangement of the speaker. And we see this also in the words of the gopis in Krishna. When there's an argument about the gopis should go home, Krishna came to them, brought them to the Rasa Leela, and then Krishna says, you better go home.